It's about time.
Gee,
I don't know what in the world is going on y'all's end. I'm up here winning races, and I guess it's some international thing. I guess, you know, I don't know.
I guess. All right, I guess I should cue this thing finally.
Go ahead. Put on your nice voice, buddy. Smiling and all after all you gave me this morning. Yeah, go ahead. Put it on for the people.
Hush. Hush, Mark. Hey, everybody, this is Jeremy from the Times and Running Show, joining you from my desk in Hammond, Louisiana. And we got Jason and Mark both calling in. Jason calling in from work there in Albany. But Mark, you are calling in from where exactly are you again?
We at Greenville, South Carolina.
And what continent is that on?
What?
What continent is that on?
That is somewhere in North America, Eastern North America continent.
All right. So, this week, a little bit weird. We are, Mark is now going to be recapping his race because we had a few technical difficulties beforehand.
We didn't.
I did figure out what the problem was. This is a new phone since the last time. I had to go through and do all the credentials, and then there was the cyber passport. You know, being international like I am.
Gotcha. All right. Well, a few technical difficulties before the race, but I'll give my pre-race, and Mark can give his recap. But Mark, you were at Demolition Derby 5K, Ocean of Motion.
Emotion in Motion 5K.
Emotion in Motion.
Yes.
And this was in South Carolina.
This is their first. Would that be the inaugural 5K?
And is that why they invited you in for the race?
Yes, probably so.
How were the numbers?
What's that?
How were the numbers?
The last I looked, it was 180 people.
Okay, that's good.
Signed up. I don't know what the final was, but that's what was signed up when I looked before I come up here.
And I think I hear avid listener of the show, Gwendolyn, in the background. Is that right, or is that Katie?
That's Katie. Gwendolyn is actually driving the limousine this evening. They bring it back from the run.
She's having a hard time dodging the paparazzi, but she's handling it well.
you get him home safe to us. All right, so give us your pre-race. Give us your race and your post-race.
Okay. You want the pre-race? Do you really want the people to hear about the pre-race?
I feel like,
of course,
you should probably...
I had Gwendolyn and Katie here support me. I had absolutely no support from my two best friends in the world. I mean, I couldn't have been treated any worse. But
I like the way it all started. By you sent one picture, and it just snowballed from there.
Yeah. No, they started way before the picture. The only thing that I think saved me from the pain I was going through and the anguish of not having any support of my fellow runners was Mark Smith sent me a quick message and wished me luck. And, you know, that really helped. And
he's so much nicer than we are.
Right.
The devil himself is nicer than you are, Jeremy.
I told you, I feel like we just were trying to make sure that you ran angry. You
know, well, I definitely ran angry. And everybody else in the massive 55 to 59 or whatever it was age group, you know, y'all really hurt them because I ran angry and was able to bring in a what they're calling up here is international gold, is what what it's been referred to. International gold. Was able to bring that in. So I know, despite your best efforts to hinder my performance.
If you were to bring that to a pawn shop here in Louisiana, how much do you think it would be worth? I don't know.
I hate to even guess. I'm not even going to venture to guess.
They did do age group medals, though?
I'm not saying they did age group medals.
They did divide the results by age group.
That's right. And I got the results on the internet forever. They'll be on the internet forever. And we all know that if you see it on the internet, it's a fact, you know. So.
All right, so you ran about 30 minutes. Was the course as hilly or less hilly than you expected?
It was about what I expected. And I'm glad I wore my trail shoes at the end because there were some spots that I needed it. But it was 90% concrete. But
the mountains were just vast and jutting. I don't know. I probably would have needed climbing gear to get up, but I mean, he just ran straight up those without a problem. It was amazing.
the hills probably cost you what, 5-6 minutes on your time there?
Oh yeah, I would bring this thing in under 20 if I had to deal with the mountains.
Okay, so it cost you 10. 10 and some change.
Somewhere roughly 10 or nothing. I somewhere between the two.
Well, was it a good after party? Was it pretty tame?
It was all right. It was a first race, so that's what I was telling Katie and Gwendolyn. They'll probably get some feedback. And, it was inside a park, so I think they're limited on what they can do there.
No jambalaya, I'm sure.
What's that?
No jambalaya, no post race jambalaya.
Anybody make that out?
No post race jambalaya?
No, no.
There you go. Now he's enunciated.
Yeah, that was Jason. Oh,
that was Jason. He holds the mic right up to his face.
I will. When y'all listen next time, I'm going to be super loud.
But you're the only one I can understand. There's a lot of echo in Jeremy's, but he's probably in that big, vast office of his.
Probably.
But
his library.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, any other... Anything else from the day? Any other post-race stuff?
No.
I think I deserve a little bit of credit because I did fuel up Mr. Martin for the race by feeding him a nice meal of turkey last night.
Oh, yeah, we did have some good turkey and vegetables last night.
Yeah, nice light meal, maybe some protein.
Well, it doesn't sound like you did anything at all for this, Mark.
I'll tell you what I did, Jeremy. They shot
Jason and I motivated you
this
morning.
They shot the gun off and said, go. And I took off, and I didn't stop until I got me a little bit of what they call international gold.
Jason, if you had to compare the importance of motivation and the post-race meal, or a pre-race meal, running is just, would you say 10%?
Yeah, I mean, that's the easy part.
Okay. I tell you what, all I know is I want Jeremy to live up to his promise. He told me in a he said whatever you do in that great race in South Carolina, he said, I will do tomorrow in the Crawfish Man. So I'm expecting an age group medal, or I expect
Jeremy, I can't
to shut the hell up.
I can't add 40 years to my age overnight, though, Mark.
Your age group, my age group. You handle your age group. I handled mine today.
All right. Well, I guess I'll get into my pre-race then.
Look, I don't plan on racing anybody this weekend.
Okay. Well, you're all right then.
Yeah, I went and picked up my packet for Crawfish Man Triathlon yesterday, and it reminded me of just how complicated it is getting ready for a triathlon. There were stickers and bibs and swim caps, the thing you got to put around your ankle. Yeah, just a lot of complicated stuff going on, but I guess I'll remember it tomorrow morning. But yeah, I got to. I'm hoping, man, that it rains. I'm hoping that it hails enormous, huge chunks of ice into the pond, so that the race has some chance of being wetsuit legal. But I don't think it is. That normally helps out my swimming by about probably give me 2 or 3 minutes, but I don't think I'm going to be that lucky.
Don't start making excuses now, because the race I just ran was not wetsuit legal.
They say that water temperature is usually, if you add the high and the low from the previous day together and then take the average, I think the water temperature is going to be a little bit too warm. So, but got to remember to bring swim cap and goggles for the swim, helmet. I got to put stickers all over my bike and stickers all over my helmet. And I got to remember to bring my race belt for running. But once I get all that stuff packed up today, I think I'll be ready to go. I've looked at it. They sold out, so it's like 400 and something people doing it. So I'm expecting it to be somewhat competitive, but I looked at the numbers from last year, and if the numbers turn out the same from last year, I think I got a really good shot at bringing home an age group medal. I don't know if it'll be first.
Well, but, yeah. Hey, look, just bring home a medal, and I won't give you no crap about it.
But I'm going to tell you, you know, it's a triathlon, so it's three sports. So it'd be like getting three medals at one time, right? Am I doing the math right on that, Jay?
No, you're not. This ain't the Thompson swimming, biking, and running show. This is the Thompson running show.
Oh, so I can take it easy on the swim and the bike. I just have to put up the best run time in my age.
I ain't got time to play around with something as easy as swimming and biking. I'm a runner.
I have tried to give Mark a swimming lesson once at the Woodlake Estates pool. He decided not to do a triathlon after that.
It was too easy. It wasn't a challenge.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. I think I'm going to end up doing all right. I took all my gear out yesterday. I went for the bike leg is 18 miles in the race, so I went out for 18 miles yesterday, and I rode about 20 miles an hour or so, and was able to hold that with enough left where I feel like I can run after. So I feel like it's not like 3 years ago or last time I did it, I think I probably was on pace to do like 1:43 or an hour and 43 minutes, but they cut the run short. But I think this time if I come in under an hour and 50, I'll be happy with that. So, but it's going to be a good day. Mom and Dad planning on coming out there. They're going to pick up the girls on the way. So I'll have a whole cheering crew.
Looking forward to it, because I've always enjoyed going out there.
Really.
I'm going to miss it.
Look forward to the Crawfish Man after party. But that's me. Jay, you holding down the fort on the Woodlake Estates group run tomorrow, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I plan on being there.
I mean, the only Thompson representative there.
Yeah.
But as long as you're racing, you get credit for the weekend. So Mark and I, off the hook, you know. You're still the guy who's never there and always misses.
I don't know, Jay. You hold it down tomorrow without us there. I don't know how he could say that.
Hey, I'll be there.
Maybe nobody will be on the hook then. We'll just all be off the hook for a little while.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got that tomorrow. The Woodlake Estates group run, Wednesday night run. We had some potential rain right around runtime that I think held some people off this week. You know,
we had 15. That's what I say. It's great whenever you can say, we was missing quite a few because of the weather, and still had 15. I mean that.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
Yeah, we had a good run out there this week, and Aaron finally got out there in front and held on out front. Some of us were taking it easy for a race weekend. But always got some people pushing out there, too.
Yeah. Aaron looked really good. I mean, he looked smooth. He didn't look wore out at the finish. I mean, he looked good.
Yeah, once he starts, you know, running, training like a runner.
Yeah.
I don't want to race him.
Ain't no doubt. He's only going to get faster. He looked really good Wednesday.
Who's that?
Aaron.
You wouldn't know him because you hadn't been on Wednesday.
You don't. Yeah, you wouldn't know Aaron. Great dude. You don't even know him.
Oh, I'll tell you what I did see.
One of those people that Jeremy has made up, pulled a name out of.
I tell you what I did see. I saw a Ward Mechanical van driving through downtown Hammond Wednesday evening while we were sitting there.
That was probably Justin.
Yeah, I figured it must have been Justin because I didn't think you'd get that close to us and not show up.
did you bow before it?
No, it turned.
Okay. All right.
All right, so congratulations to our own Mark Thompson for his age group victory, though the medal is, I don't know, it sounds a little
bring
mysterious.
The medal next week so I can see it.
They gave no medal.
It's but all right.
I think you saw what I sent you. That's online for all to see.
It's as good as a medal, right? A digital image is as good as a medal.
I tell you what, there was no medal. There wasn't even no participant medals. But that's the best run bag I've ever received.
Oh, yeah.
That's a cool bag.
Yeah, that was nice.
The zipper on it's got a spot for your headphone wire to come out, though I don't know why in the world you would need that. Still haven't figured that out. But it's a very cool bag. So I had a good time. Wendell and Katie have treated me very good up here. My friend Mark Smith has been very nice to me. And other than that, though, I've had absolutely no support.
And you also have cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. Crawfish Man bag, look, it was nice. They started, you know, those bags that you get at everything, they've started putting more pockets around the outside of them. And then the shirt is really nice this year. It's got Mardi Gras colors on it. And I don't have any Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I saw the shirt for it. That was a pretty cool shirt.
Now I can always wear that around Mardi Gras without having to buy a Mardi Gras shirt.
There you go.
That's nice. All right. Well, I'm going to be resting up here today.
I wish you a lot of luck tomorrow, cuz. I hate I can't be there because it's always a good time, but I wish you a lot of luck.
Well, I appreciate it. You got to return in kind tomorrow morning. I'm sure I got to get some messages around.
Please send us a picture of the crowd.
The only way I think that you can I can cause you the kind of distress you caused me is if I drove home tonight and slipped your tire in the morning.
Yeah,
you actually made me curse in front of my lovely daughter.
I didn't know you cursed. All right.
But anyway, good luck. Let me let Katie tell you goodbye.
Bye, everybody.
And just to prove that she's here, I'm going to let my baby daughter and my driver, Gwendolyn, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Gwen.
Bye, Gwen.
Love you.
Love you.
You too.
All right, y'all. I will. Good luck, Jeremy, and I'll be talking to y'all.
All right. Until next time, we'll catch you later from the Thompson Running Show.